Hare Krishna. It is now the last stretch or the last time where we can sing for this Akhanda Kirtan. We have started this morning at around 9 o'clock, and we hope to never finish, but we will have another hour of this great sacrifice of chanting the holy name. I sincerely request all of you to be fully present in this last hour, to be as much as possible in this mood of offering Krishna or Radha and Krishna complete names. So often we offer broken names. With broken names we can associate the practice of a beginner who has not yet received full taste in the holy name, and who will therefore chant in a little mindless way. He's not there. In this way offers broken names. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not there. So let us try to offer Radha and Krishna this present, the present of our attention and our love. There's a very nice purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When Krishna goes into the forest of Vrindavan, at that time he is surrounded by the deers who walk with him. And because they are poor, they cannot offer him much, but what they offer him are their loving glances. They look lovingly and affectionately at Krishna. We can just imagine Krishna, his yellow dhoti, smiling and being so happy, and the deer surrounding him, just looking lovingly at Krishna and offering really an aratik through their eyes to Krishna. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, the deer are poor. They live in the forest. They have no money. They have no gold. They have no ornaments. They don't even have palatable food stuff for Krishna to offer. All they have is their love, which is expressed through their loving glances. And Krishna is so satisfied with this offering, this simple offering of love, that he is responding very, very enthusiastically. He plays certain ragas to please the deer, who become encouraged to walk with him. And in this way, Krishna is satisfied with this. There's also a description where we find how the bees follow Krishna into the deepest parts of the forest, and they are surrounding him because Krishna smells so nice. He has this very wonderful fragrance which never leaves him. It's a mixture of the subtle fragrance of the lotus flower, of musk, and a certain substance called aguru. And in this way, Krishna's fragrance is very nice. And the bees, they take notice of that and follow Krishna even in the deep places of the forest. They surround him and they make the sound bzzz. Now, usually, when the bees are coming close, anyone would do this. In English we say one would shoo the bees away. Take a shoe and shoo them away, kick them out. But Krishna is different. Krishna appreciates even the smallest endeavor, even if that endeavor is imperfect, like the bees. And he actually nods to them, smiles very happily and says, "Oh yes, oh yes, you gave me the right pitch. Now I know on which pitch or key I can start my flute playing. I thank you very much for this musical help which you have rendered." So Krishna, this is the point, is not like us who see an imperfect offering and then we are not so satisfied. Krishna is not shooing the bees away, thinking their offering is not musical or not helpful or even a disturbance. Krishna accepts this. So you should know, also from our Bhurijam Prabhu's excellent lecture, that Krishna will accept your humble offering. He will be very satisfied with this. Remember how we heard that Krishna felt embarrassed about not being able to reciprocate with the humble offering of chipped rice or broken rice. He thought, Sudama's offering me something which I can't reciprocate. He offers me more than he has. He offers me what he begged for. He didn't have it and he obtained it by begging. But because I am, I own everything, I can't give him something beyond my means, beyond my everything, you know. Therefore, I feel embarrassed and he has outdone me. So Krishna feels this so, the Sanskrit word is kritagya. He is grateful for the offering. And even if we have broken rice or broken names, he will be accepting this. Sometimes he even appears in kirtans. And he comes on the tongue or in the heart or sometimes even on shares. So we will chant, we will give our devotion into this beautiful holy names.